G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
And happy Christmas to you for next week.
And you too.
And a really good topic today. It's all about keeping your dogs and your cats, I guess all your animals, safe and healthy this holiday season.
Absolutely. So, big top one, Christmas ornaments. Now, just like us, our dogs and our cats are brought in by flashing lights and movie things and things that sparkle. So with your Christmas ornaments on your tree, especially for the ones that are dangerous or dogs, for example, shouldn't be able to chew, make sure that you put them up high. I have a cat and the cat's already knocked off about five of them. Also make sure that you've got your Christmas tree really stable because cats do tend to like to climb your Christmas tree. So that's very important. Now, Sean, Labradors, this probably won't surprise you, but they have identified a gene, especially in a Labrador, not in all Labradors, but they'll tell you it is, which makes Labradors not feel full. And I guess, you know, Christmas is that time of year where we eat lots of different stuff because there's lots of nice stuff on display. Just be mindful that, especially for some dogs, they don't get that sensation of full. So we want to keep making sure that we're making sure their diet is good and healthy. And the tidbits that we have, all the little bits and pieces and the fatty bits and all that kind of stuff that we might love, really important that we don't have that for our dogs. Cooked bones, and there'll be lots of them this Christmas, are really dangerous for dogs, and it can go through and it can cut them internally. It can cost a fortune to have things surgically removed. So never under any circumstance does the dog get cooked bone. Now, I don't know about you, but I love marinades and sauces and dips and all that kind of stuff. Again, what our stomach is really willing and able to put up with, a dog's stomach isn't so hot. And if you don't want diarrhea this Christmas from your dog, good choice not to give them any of those. Sugar might be part of the diet for Christmas and spices, but often they have a chemical in them called xylitol. And xylitol is incredibly toxic for dogs. It can kill them in one sitting. So just make sure all those lollies that we often put in a, something around the Christmas table can't be accessed by the dogs. Chocolate, we all know, is not good for dogs because it also contains a chemical that's really toxic for dogs. But also, dogs aren't great with dairy. So most dogs are lactose free. So again, being careful that we don't give them too much any dairy.
And there is dog chocks you can buy, isn't there? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're pretty good, but make sure you get them from a commercial manufacturer, not just from somebody who says, oh, I made these.
Yep.
Christmas puddings, really bad for dogs because it has raisins in it and sultanas, and raisins and sultanas are bad for dogs. Now, we might kiss under the mistletoe, but mistletoe is actually highly toxic for dogs. So if you do have any living mistletoe, don't let it anywhere near the dogs or the cats. And probably the last tip I'll give you is with your presents, make sure that they are well tucked away, because just like your slippers, they can easily come out from underneath the tree and be somebody else's secret Santa before you know it.
And that gene that you mentioned, Joe, about not filling you up, I reckon a lot of humans have got that on Christmas Day as well.
Well, I'm sure I have it, so it's not really my fault, especially at Christmas.
Hey, Joe, have a fantastic Christmas, won't you? We'll see you soon.
See you soon and Merry Christmas.